at KMFM.
Make someone's Christmas with Kendra Lyons.
KMFM on Make Someone's Christmas with Kendra Lyons. I'm Rob Wills, getting you home tonight with another nomination coming from a son of a lady by the name of Teresa. Now, we've got Matt on the line in a second. We'll get him on to explain why he believes that his mum deserves a special Christmas this year. But I need to say thank you to everybody who nominated over the last couple of weeks. And if you missed any of the calls, you need to go to KMFM Official on Facebook and you can listen to them again there. So Matt, tell me about your mum, or as you probably call her, Teresa, and why does she deserve to get a special Christmas this year?
In the last, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 years, her aunt and uncle have been, they've been so ill, and so she's been doing all the hospital runs for them.
Right.
And she's not had a weekend to herself for, like I say, 3 or 4 years. And then all of a sudden she got involved with loads of charity work, and she done it was from then in Kent to Dublin in Ireland, a bike ride. And
she rode from Frittenden to Dublin in Ireland.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was involved. It was mainly her friend that did it, because she knew a little girl and she was very ill over in Ireland.
Right.
And so they'd done it to raise money for a piece of equipment for the hospital.
Yeah.
And my mum was heavily involved in it. And she raised, together they raised over $25,000.
£25,000?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But she does all sorts of things like that. She does loads of charity walks. Like she said, to be honest, it's really bad, but I don't know the total details of it, but she's doing one, the Coastal Walks of Kent, which she's trying to get some sponsors behind her from some big companies.
Yeah.
She wants to raise loads of money for that. She's done the Marsden March for cancer. She does all sorts of things like that.
It sounds like you've got a super mum there, my friend.
Ah, mate, she's wicked. And the thing is, she doesn't get appreciated enough for it.
Right.
It's really bad. Well, I heard the thing on the radio the other day about the two little kids.
Yeah.
That they done their bit. And, it just sort of hit me that, she doesn't really get enough plaudits that she deserves, really.
Well, listen, I'm glad that you were listening on last Monday night show, that was, and you were saying that you've heard that and that's made you think, hey, do you know what? I need to do the same for my mum. Matt, listen, I've got a question for you.
Go for it.
If we could do something for her, what would it look like? Because you're saying that she doesn't have a lot of time for herself. Are you thinking maybe see if we can send her somewhere for a weekend? What are you thinking?
Well, that sounds wicked. I was sort of thinking something along those lines, maybe a spa break or, like I say, send her somewhere. That sounds wicked.
A spa break maybe for her and another person.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. She'd love that.
Let's do that. Has she got any idea that you've nominated her?
No, not a clue.
Okay, I'm gonna go and surprise her now then.
Are you gonna give her a call?
I'm gonna call her now.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Matt, listen, thank you so much. I'm glad you've been listening. I think it's a really cool thing you've done for your mum, and you're so right. I'm guilty of this as well, like really not appreciating my parents as much as I should do, because, it's these things that just certain things, and obviously last Monday night's call just triggered it for you.
It just really hit me, and that's when I noticed.
Great. Well, look, I'm going to ring your mum, Teresa, now. Mate, Merry Christmas, and thank you for getting in touch.
And to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy. All the best. Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, the guys are going to go and try and get Teresa on the line now. If we can get hold of her, we'll speak to her after this Christmas number.
With Kendra Lyons.
KMFM at Drive with me, Rob, and just a couple of minutes ago, we spoke to a guy called Matthew Saunders. He has a mum called Teresa, who we have on the line right now. Teresa, you've got no idea why I'm calling you, have you?
No.
Let me explain. My name is Rob Wills, and I host KMFM Drive Time, and your son Matthew...
Yeah.
Emailed me last week. We're doing something on my show called Make Someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Can I read you the email that he sent me?
Yeah.
He said, I'd like to nominate my mum because she's literally superwoman. She's been caring for her ill and elderly aunt and uncle for the past 3 years. And this includes taking them to the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford, doing their food shopping and cleaning every weekend. Recently, her aunt was taken seriously ill, and my mum has been doing night shifts, living with them after busy days of work as well. On top of this, she's heavily into her charity work and was involved in a bike ride from Frittenden, Kent to Dublin, Ireland. Now, I had to check that with Matt, because that sounded like a very long way.
And raised £25,000 for an MRI scanner for the Royal Belfast Children's Hospital.
She said she's doing a 250-mile walk around the coastal villages of Kent over the next 2 weeks and is desperate for businesses to sign up and sponsor. And I'll be honest, that's what I thought he was messaging me about, to say, look, you know, Rob, you're talking to tens of thousands of people. Can you help Mum out? And he carries on. He said, this is all on top of being... And I love this, and I think you might even laugh at this. This might sum up your son a bit.
yeah, I'll kill him. That's pretty well.
This is all on top of being a general mum to me.
And I thought, yeah, I do everything.
general mum to me, my sister, and dad. Now Matt wasn't quite as blunt as that when I just spoken to him. This is what he said.
Oh, mate, she's wicked, and the thing is, she doesn't get appreciated enough for it.
Right.
It's really bad. Well, I heard the thing on the radio the other day about the two little kids.
Yeah.
That they done their bit. And, it just sort of hit me that, yeah, she doesn't really get enough plaudits that she deserves, really.
He finished his nomination by saying, I love my mum to pieces, and this would go a long way to showing her what she means to me and everybody else.
Oh.
I spoke to Matt and I said, if I could do anything for your mum, what would it be? And he said, I reckon she would really, really love a spa break for her and one of her friends. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to send you and you pick a friend. We're going to send you off for a really, really lush spa break to say thank you for being an incredible fundraiser and thank you for being a super mum.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yes, you can't.
So
yeah, I've just got this uncanny knack. I mean, I've got my own sort of like little cleaning business, and I've also got elderly. But you end up doing much more for, you know, you do their shopping and their washing, and you become part of their life as well. And I probably am a bit of a fool to myself sometimes, but that's just the way I am.
No, you're not. You sound like an amazing person that's doing incredible things for so many people. And Matt has just gone, do you know what? It's about time somebody says thank you.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to say Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And I'll let you call your son now.
I will. Bless him. I'll hug him all at the same time. Do you know what? Thank you so, so, so very much. And with this walk that we're going to do, it's the 14th of May next year. And, I would like to be in touch. We need huge, huge things for these hospices because... Oh, my God, they're worth it, you know.
Hey, listen, really, send it to me directly when you're about to do it, and we'll put it on our Facebook, 250,000 people on there, and we'll try and help you raise the money, all right?
Oh, thank you so, so much.
Teresa.
That's more than anything.
Oh, bless you. Teresa Saunders, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for being on, and keep up the incredible work you're doing, all right?
Thank you so much.